ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
This supremely powerful Lord Brahma,
the
accompanied by his associates,
and
the personified Vedas, left his own abode in the highest planted system, and descended to the place of Prince Priyavrata's meditation. Lord Vishnu, the Supreme Self, Atma, is the source of everything, as explained in the Vedanta Sutra, Janmadesyataha. Because Brahma was born directly from Lord Vishnu, he is called Atmayami. He is also called Bhagavan, although generally Bhagavan refers to the Supreme Personality of Godhead Vishnu or Lord Krishna. Sometimes, great personalities such as demigods like Lord Brahma, Narada or Lord Shiva are also addressed as Bhagavan because they carry out the purpose of Supreme Personality of Godhead. Lord Brahma is called Bhagavan because he is the secondary creator of this universe. He is always thinking of how to improve the situation of conditioned souls who have come to this material world to enjoy material activities. For this reason, he disseminates the Vedic knowledge throughout the universe for everyone's guidance. Vedic knowledge is divided into two parts, Pravritti Marg and Nivritti Marg. Nivritti Marg is the path of negating sense enjoyment, and Pravritti Marg is the path by which the living entities are given a chance to enjoy, and at the same time are directed in such a way that they can go back home, back to God. Because ruling over this universe is a great responsibility, Brahma must force many manus in different ages to take charge of universal affairs. Under each manu, there are different kings who also execute the purpose of Lord Brahma. It is understood from the various explanations that the father of Dhruva Maharaj, King Uttanapada, ruled over the universe because his elder brother Priyavrata practiced austerities from the very beginning of his life. Thus, up to the point of Prachetas, the kings of the universe were all descendants of Uttanapada Maharaj. Since there were no suitable kings after the Prachetas, Swayambhu Manu went to the Dantamadana hill to bring back his eldest son, Priyavrata, who was meditating there. Swayambhu Manu requested Priyavrata to rule over the universe. When he refused, Lord Brahma descended from the supreme planetary system known as Satyaloka to request Priyavrata to accept the order. Lord Brahma did not come alone. He came with other great sages like Marichi, Atreya and Vasishtha. To convince Priyavrata that it was necessary for him to follow the Vedic injunctions and accept the responsibility of ruling over the world, Lord Brahma also brought with him the personified Vedas, his constant associates. A significant word in this verse is Swabhavana, indicating that Lord Brahma descended from his own abode. Every demigod has his own abode. Indra, the king of demigods, has his own abode, as do Chandra, the lord of the moon planet, and Surya, the predominating deity of sun planet. There are many millions of demigods in the star, and the stars and the planets are their respective homes. This is confirmed in Bhagavad Gita, Yanti Devi Vrata Deva. Those who worship the demigods go to their different planetary system. Lord Brahma's abode, the highest planetary system, is called Satyaloka or sometimes Dhammaloka. Brahmaloka usually refers to the spiritual world. The abode of Lord Brahma is Satyaloka. But because Lord Brahma resides there, it is also sometimes called Brahmaloka. Om Gyanarth Mirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshura Militam Jena Tasma Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Mano Vishnam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Tvayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swara Padantikam हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधु दीनबंधु जगतपते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमस्ते तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिय पंचाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुभ्यश्च च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद हरे कृष्णा कृष्ण कृष्ण हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे नमो कृष्ण कृष्ण श्री ஸ்ரீமத பக்திவிதாந்த சுவாமி தினாமின நமஸ்தே சரஸ்வத தேவி கௌரவாணி பிரச்சாரின நிர்விசேஷ சூன்யவாதி பாஸ்சாத் தேசத்தாரின். Sukadeva Goswami is giving to the astonishment that Maharaj Parikshit is showing after knowing that Priyavrata Maharaj agreed to rule over the world and enjoy all material sense enjoyment for the purpose of ruling. He asked basically these questions: what made him choose to come back to this path of sense enjoyment, apparently at least. Whereas he was known for his detachment. Sukadeva Goswami is explaining what all Lord Brahma did, and this particular verse from Lord Brahma is coming down with all these great personalities, including the Vedas personified, just to convince Maharaj Priyavrata to come back and do his service during the planet. Very interesting facts in purport we find that how Dhruva Maharaj, who is we all know Dhruva Maharaj, a very popular personality from Bhagavatam, a great devotee. He was son of King Kanaka, and after Dhruva Maharaj till Prachetas, everyone was descendant of King Kanaka. And this is like many years. And King Maharaj Priyavrata, who was elder brother of King Uttanapada, who was supposed to be ruling instead of King Uttanapada, from very beginning had no desire to rule over the planet. So he decided, I am going for my austerities. My aim in life is to attain the supreme abode of the Lord, the supreme perfection. I am not going to get into all these affairs. But later, after many thousands of years of austerities, then again, after being convinced, which we will read further, how Lord Brahma, what all reasons and arguments and explanation Lord Brahma and other personalities give him, and he agrees to continue his service as the ruler of the planet, or the universe, actually planet Earth. Again, for many thousands of years, he lives a life of enjoyment. So this is pretty mind-boggling how Bhagavatam is talking about a range of years which is so huge, because this is happening in Satyayuga. So now, coming to this purport, specifically this verse, Srila Prabhupada is making quite a few amazing points in the purport, which we will try to discuss. We know, just now we discussed how less interested Maharaj Priyavrata was. And then here, when Brahmaji is coming to convince him, Bhagavatam is referring Lord Brahma as Bhagavan. And Prabhupada mentions, that's the first thing Prabhupada mentions in the purport, how and why Lord Brahma is even called Bhagavan. Because we see how very cheaply this word is used in this world today. With some power, with practically no power, this word is just taken and used as a title in front of individual's name. Whereas if you see, how we have heard in Prabhupada's past times, how strongly Prabhupada would condemn or even criticize, or even in public places when he was questioned, while giving classes, people would stand up within a group and claim that they are God. Prabhupada was so heavy on them. Many times Prabhupada would say Bhagavan is not made Bhagavan by his meditation. You don't become God by meditating. God is God. No one can become God by meditation. And if someone claims that they have become God because of their meditation, then naturally we know that they are cheating. And this is actually one of the occasions one person is standing in a class, Prabhupada is giving a lecture, and he stands up and he says, "I am God." And then Prabhupada in his own expert, the way he replies as a very expert teacher, he's so heavy on that person, he's saying, "Yes, you are God, but you are suffering God." In another place he says, if someone is saying claiming they are God, they are actually not G-O-D God, but they are D-O-G God. So Prabhupada had many ways to counter or refute such arguments. But we do see that even though Bhagavan, we understand from the definition of it that one who possesses all the six opulence can be only called as Bhagavan, we do see Narada Muni, Lord Shiva, Lord Brahma being referred as Bhagavan, or other great personalities also, whether it's Vyasadeva, other people, other many great devotees. So there are two personalities which we see in scripture who are called as Bhagavan, who can be referred to as Bhagavan, that title. One is of course Krishna or other Vishnu avatars, because of possessing all the six opulences, they are known, they are called as Bhagavan. And the other category is those devotees who only have Krishna in their heart, they have nothing else in their heart. And such personalities we see are sometimes referred to in scriptures as Bhagavan, or those personalities who are taking huge responsibility on them on behalf of the Supreme Lord in managing the affairs of this universe. No. So the devotees, suppose like example of Narada, he is referred many times as Bhagavan. Because of him being fully Krishna conscious, working on behalf of the Lord, to a degree that even Krishna has to plan his pastime to fulfill the desire of Narada Muni. When Narada Muni cursed Manigriva and Kuvera, Narada Muni cursed them, showing his compassion, showing the ultimate mercy of a devotee. But then Krishna had to plan his pastime fulfilling the desire of Narada Muni. Same with Lord Brahma. If he curses, if he gives some benediction, like he gave benediction to Hiranyakashipu, so the Supreme Lord did not show his superiority, being that he is actually Bhagavan, and Lord Brahma, I overwrite your boom. No, he manages his pastime supporting that because of his respect and his affection for his own devotee as well. So we do see a lot of times the Supreme Lord is also is very much working to fulfill the desires of his own devotees, or even words of his devotees, not even the desires sometimes. Lord Brahma was not desiring Hiranyakashipu to rule the world and enjoy. But because of his word, the Supreme Lord did work his plan around, his pastime around fulfilling those words. You know, there is a very nice example given how which explains how the devotees of the Lord are more powerful than the Supreme Lord, in the sense that the Lord himself would go to any extent to please his devotees, or even the devotees enjoy it more than the Supreme Lord in that sense. You know, the example is like in a business. If there is a big business in which many people are working, hundreds of staffs are working very hard day and night, and they get their meager salaries, then the owner comes for a few hours a day. He comes and collects his salaries, all the main profit, and he goes away. Now this owner who may come or who may not come, but he has some control over the business, he is involved in the business to whatever degree he is. But he comes and he takes all the profit, but those people who are working hard, hours and hours, they just get some salary out of it. Whereas if this person has a wife at home, who and she has a very loving relationship with the husband, she may not even know what's happening at work. She may not even know the name of the company also. She may not even know what staff, what tension, what anxiety my husband is going through, what the company is going through. But she enjoys all the riches just because of having a loving relationship with the husband. So this example shows how devotees are, when being in connection with the Supreme Lord, are actually enjoying the happiness which they experience. And that's why they're not superior in that sense from the Supreme Lord. Not actually superior, but from the point of view of Lord, keeping the desire of fulfilling the desire of his devotees. We see in Bhagavad Gita how in 7th chapter the Lord is saying, just that Jnani who is only interested in the knowledge of God and who is coming to me for that is same as me. The Supreme Lord compares that type of devotee, same as him, who still has traces of Jnana. But then later it's explained that a devotee who is pure devotee, whose only desire is to serve the Supreme Lord out of love and devotion, is Lord sees him as superior to himself. So similarly, Lord Brahma and other these personalities are given this title Bhagavan, and it's an apt title. There is nothing wrong in it. Further in the purport, we see a very amazing statement Prabhupada is making, that Brahma must force many manos in different ages to take charge of universal affairs. So Brahmaji has to force many manos. That actually means that they are not willing to rule. Otherwise, he doesn't have to force. And what that means is basically, we see politicians today. Prabhupada would many times comment on that, how their even their one leg is hanging in their own. One side, they're allowed to die practically, and they can't even speak properly or stand properly. Still, they will not give up their positions. Still, they are so much attached to their position, and they will not give up their position. Trying to enjoy the last benefits of those highly powerful roles in the administration of the state. Whereas these personalities who understand this knowledge, this Vedic knowledge, who know what scriptures are talking about, who know how even karma works, if current politicians are aware that they have to take 1/6 of the reaction of the population which is under them, if they actually understand this fact, I don't know how many will be even happier, how many will even agree to continue their roles. But these personalities, these great kings in the past, they knew, they had full knowledge of the scriptures. That's why there was a natural detachment. Not just that they were scared of the karma, but there were other factors also where they were spiritually much more motivated than just material sense enjoyment. And that's why there was no very strong pushing within them to go and rule or have positions in society or have great roles in society where they can make money out of that or control people. So how one devotee was mentioning that if someone reads Srila Prabhupada's books thoroughly and continue doing that service of reading Srila Prabhupada's books, it's very natural for detachment to come, because intelligence gets so much nourished and Prabhupada's books are so much enriched with devotion and detachment to material sense enjoyment, that there is a natural encouragement to not to just waste time in enjoying this material world. One may choose whatever ashram, but still within there will be very strong inclination to give up, to actually go towards renunciation in terms of renouncing the world along with complete attachment to Krishna. That desire will really fructify if just someone thoroughly, gradually and constantly reads Srila Prabhupada's books. And we see many devotees, many great examples of the rest of the devotees who are so much in love with Srila Prabhupada's books, and very easily we can identify and separate them in terms of their attachment to Krishna and their simplicity in their life, and their detachment from material sense in general, how they live, how what positions they keep, how much they entangle themselves. And same goes with whether it's in Brahmacharya Ashram or any other ashram. That just by reading Srila Prabhupada's books, It's amazing how detachment from this material world naturally comes. And that's what these personalities were showing, because they were very much tuned with this Vedic knowledge, this amazing science of pure devotional service. Otherwise, King Priyavrata, his father Swayambhu Manu, is coming and requesting him, and he rejects politely his father's request. And Lord Brahma, the creator of the whole universe, he is also not coming alone. He is also coming with a group of many great personalities just to convince this person, because even Lord Brahma is not sure that alone he can convince King Priyavrata. This experience, you know, the other day we were discussing in another class that how when we read Srila Prabhupada's books or when we read Vedic scriptures, it gives a lot of conviction. But unless we practice devotional service, this conviction doesn't turn into an experience. So the conviction is very essential, but conviction cannot take us very far, because conviction is only for the intelligence and mind. And for the heart to fully get nourished, devotional service is very important. So that experience one gets by putting this knowledge in practice, that experience, coupling that with this knowledge, is very powerful for anyone to naturally get detached or even maybe or become attached to Krishna. Mm-hmm. So, like knowing greatness of Krishna, knowing how great Krishna is good, because that convinces us that oh, Krishna is God, and I have to surrender unto Him. But until we put that knowledge of greatness of Krishna in practice, we will never be able to reach the sweetness of Krishna, which is through devotional service. And devotional service includes hearing and chanting along with physical service based on our nature and need. So, very important. And we see it in Maharaj Parikrita's pastime, because that's where Parikshit Maharaj is very confused, that this person is so detached. Then for thousands of years he goes for enjoyment, then again he renounces and he attains perfection. And that's where his question comes, Maharaj Parikshit's question comes, that how is that happening? And he wants to know. And we see how in this pastime, and then further fifth canto, so many amazing pastimes are there. And we see how Srimad Bhagavatam is so much filled with knowledge of pure devotion. We are just by coming in contact with Srimad Bhagavatam, many lives have changed. Many lives have changed. Last night only we were discussing with devotees in ashram. How you know, when nowadays because of the lockdown, we are not able to meet people face to face, those devotees or people we were in touch with. So now we are reading together. And when we are reading together, it's a eye opener how Srila Prabhupada's purports are actually convincing people to amazing levels. A new boy, he is maybe attended maybe 20, 30 of different classes, hearing different speakers. His in his own word, he said, when he read Srila Prabhupada's books, he is reading Srila Prabhupada's books, and after just reading the book, he is saying, how much more you want Krishna and Prabhupada to convince us? It's so much clear. It's just there. It's so clear that Krishna is the personality of God, and devotional service is the only way. And you know, the one time I heard Mr. Spiritual Master was saying that how much is the benefit? He was quoting Srila Prabhupada. How much is the benefit of giving your lecture? How much it will change someone's heart? Rather, if they have these books, then he was adding his point that if they have these books, then Srila Prabhupada and the whole parampara will preach to them. And till then I heard this statement from him many times, but it didn't click as much when I heard this new boy, After reading the purport and Srila Prabhupada's direct words, then he said to me that, and I knew he has heard many classes, but when he read, and for 1 hour or so he was reading and reading, he himself expressed a change of heart that, oh, this is so clear. And I am convinced that what else you want Krishna to say? You know, he was saying, what else you want Krishna to say? He has told everything, it's so clear. These are Bhagavad Gita Shlokas and Prabhupada was explaining in the book On the Way to Krishna, that book you were reading. So just in few days from now, the reason I am mentioning this, just in few days from now, there is Bhadra Purnima coming. And many of us are aware how great this day is, because I'll read one verse. This is on 2nd of September. Many devotees are aware of it, and many devotees are trying their best to act on that day, and I'll tell you shortly what that this speciality is. This is from 12th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. This is the 13th chapter, which is Glories of Srimad Bhagavatam, and this is verse number 13. Saustapadayam paupamasyam hema simma samandhitam dadatiyo bhagavatam sayati paramangatim. So it says, if on the full moon day of the month of Bhadra, one places, the full moon day is the Purnima, which is coming on 2nd of September, on the month of Bhadra, one places Srimad Bhagavatam on a golden throne and gives it as a gift, he will attain supreme transcendental destination. So on the Bhadra Purnima day, which is 2nd of September, in a week's time, if someone donates gifts or purchases, or you know, there are 3-4 ways one can do, either purchase or donate Bhagavatam, or purchase Bhagavatam, or just donate for other devotees to give to someone else. One attains, Bhagavatam is saying, he will attain the supreme transcendental destination. In the purport, Srila Prabhupada is saying, in a small purport he has given, he says, one should place Srimad Bhagavatam on a golden throne because it is king of all literature, and Bhagavatam deserves a golden throne. Of course, we can't, now it's hard to get a golden throne, but at least we can understand the purport behind it, that Bhagavatam itself is very important. On the full moon day of the month of Bhadra, the sun, which is compared to this king of literature, is present in the constellation Leo and looks as if raised upon a royal throne. According to the astrology, the sun is said to be exalted, to be exalted in the sign of Leo. Thus one may unreservedly worship Srimad Bhagavatam, the supreme divine scripture. So throughout this month, this year, actually last 4 years like this started, but this year it's in a different shape and form. The devotees are much more enthused about it because of the lockdown. Because many devotees suspect marathon may not happen, or how it will happen, no one knows. So, if I'm not wrong, we can still confirm this information. But so far, as of now, I know if anyone is doing any Bhagavatam distribution for this Bhadra Purnima, and after that also, that's counted in marathon. That's what I. But it can be confirmed. There is no. There is an official statement from Prabhupada Puri. No. Yeah. But I heard. So this is still can be confirmed. But the point is, you know, when Srila Prabhupada was in Vrindavan, we all know how much he struggled, and then he somehow got the first volume printed. A very interesting pastime how it happened. I was very fascinated when I heard this. How he we know from Vrindavan to Delhi, he would come and then distribute and get some money, some paisa. Somehow he got the first volume printed. Now he wanted to get the second volume printed of the first canto itself. And of the first canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, second volume, first canto was going to be 3 volumes. So the second volume, someone told him that there is one Mr. Dalmia, and he can support you to print. So Prabhupada went to this Mr. Dalmia, this businessman. And Mr. Dalmia, he was very close associate of Podarji. Podarji is a Gita press. Bhagavatam and Bhagavad Gita, they have distributed hundreds of thousands of Gita and Bhagavatam in India. But that's in Sanskrit and Hindi. So now when Prabhupada went to Dalmia, Dalmia said, I don't mind giving Lakshmi to you for printing the second volume of first canto, but get the manuscript approved by Podarji. So then Prabhupada had to go from there to Lucknow, Lucknow to Gorakhpur. That's the headquarters of Gita Press. That's where Podarji was living. Hanuman Podarji. Hanuman Prasad Podarji. So when Podarji, when Hanuman Prasad Podarji read Prabhupada's manuscript, he was so inspired. He was so, he himself appreciated it so much that such a presentation is done. He immediately approved it, and then Prabhupada came, and then Dalmiaji helped Prabhupada to, he gave him the money to print the second volume. Now the third volume was remaining. Then someone told Prabhupada in Mumbai there is a lady, Sumati Maharaj. Then now Sumati Maharaj, you go to her. Then Prabhupada went to her office. The servant said, she's busy. She's busy. Just now I got a message that please book on Bhagavatam set for me. Just now. Thank you. She was in the office busy with some meeting, and then the servant said, she's busy, go. Then Prabhupada said that this is the only way to go up in the office, and she has to come down from here. So Prabhupada sat on her staircase for next 5 hours, that she will come down from here only, then I speak to her. And he just kept chanting, and after 5 hours when she came, Prabhupada spoke to her, she gave the money, third volume was printed. And then you know the whole story, how she had to get Prabhupada reach US from Jaladutta. So now Prabhupada went to US, and we know, I think 200 sets of first canto, 3 volume Prabhupada took with him. Trunk, 200 sets, something like that, huge number he took, a trunk full of books for distribution. So now when Prabhupada was in US, in very early days he was invited. For giving a talk somewhere, some program. And then now he took 15 to 20 Bhagavatam sets, those 3 books each, with him for distribution there. Now it's a complete brand new crowd. Prabhupada is sitting there. And just before the program begins, one boy comes and speaks to Prabhupada. Now this boy, Prabhupada asked him, are you Indian, American? He said, yeah, I am from America, but I am Muslim. So then they had a conversation. He accompanied Prabhupada in the program. Then Prabhupada gave the talk. Oh, another message came once for me as well. Thank you. So then once the program finished, people started coming because Prabhupada had his books to show. So now it got so overcrowded that Prabhupada is alone. It got so overcrowded that how he managed the book distribution, how he will give the books, that Prabhupada only knew that Muslim boy in the crowd. Prabhupada told him, you come and help me distribute these books. So just 5-10 minutes Prabhupada had spoken to him, so now this Muslim boy started distributing Bhagavatam, like in the crowd. He started telling people what's there, how much he knows and what he knows. So Prabhupada engaged him. Amazing pastime actually, how should Prabhupada did what he did with practically no facility. So when I was hearing this pastime, I actually from last few years we were hearing Bhadra Purnima, at least I'm talking about myself, and never thought much about it. But this time when I was hearing these pastimes and the intensity of what Prabhupada went through to actually get Bhagavatam across, it really felt that, okay, at least we can try and do something to get Bhagavatam to people. At least we can do something. And amazing how already till now we have already 40 Bhagavatam sets are gone, and few messages have come just now. Yeah. the few messages came just now from how it said to go. People are taking it. Parambrahma got just one message just now. It's not just actually if you very carefully observe when we're speaking about Bhagavatam, this is my personal understanding, one will only be convinced of giving Bhagavatam to someone if they themselves believe it. And then because it's very transforming. You know, sometimes when we're busy or diverted with other things and you don't read Bhagavatam, but then after a month or 2 weeks, 3 weeks, you just open Bhagavatam and for a week you read. Now you really see, is it the same me? You know, is it my same mind? Is it my same consciousness of what was before, 2 days before? So then you really feel inspired, you know, okay, it's so powerful. And what to speak of personalities, like, I don't know, how much there must be relation that we hear in Chaitanya Charitamrita, the pastimes of Lord Chaitanya, where every day for hours and for years they are reading Bhagavatam. Like, again and again. There is every day, for years they are reading Bhagavatam. So many times, again and again. And it was not this extensive that Prabhupada's purports are there and everything. But you are reading the Bhagavatam text, plus, of course, their own realization, which is because they are great personalities. Very inspiring when you hear and you know how these great people receive Bhagavatam and leave Bhagavatam. You know, I don't know if many of you know or not, last year ISKCON did more than 6,000 Bhagavatam sets. This year they're targeting and requesting for 10,000 Bhagavatam sets. So if all of us come together, if we do it, it's amazing actually. How many Bhagavatams will go out? So this whole chapter, the 12th canto, 13th chapter, the whole chapter, amazing glorification of Bhagavatam is given. So requesting all the means, of course, someone whoever is in class on Bhagavatam, they may glorify the day more or they may talk about it more. But I wanted to take this opportunity a few days before Bhagavatam Purnima so that we can plan. We have a few days in hand to actually speak to people or think about it or plan so that we can actually do something and give Bhagavatam. You may not be able to give, but if we even attempt, who knows? Who knows, it may happen. One devotee who is always on the street and distributing 3,000 of Bhagavad Gita monthly, he was telling his experience. He completely refuted the idea of doing a Bhagavatam marathon. He said, first of all, it's expensive. Then, I'm a street person. I'll go on street and distribute Bhagavad Gita one-on-one. And it was a big success. For many years, he's running number one in Bhagavad Gita marathon throughout the world. And he said, Bhagavatam, so bulky, so expensive, can't distribute. But after hearing this glorious of Bhagavatam, what Prabhupada did, what he went through, sitting for 5 hours just on the stairs, and then Lucknow to Gorakhpur to Bombay, traveling just to get some money to print, to distribute Bhagavatam, when he heard that, and he went and he tried, in one day only he distributed 4 Bhagavatam sets. So then he was telling his own experience that from our side, just trying and desiring first and then trying itself will bring success. Why? Because many other great devotees are desiring that these and Bhagavatams should go out. So, just a request, if everyone can try to do something in this connection, many Bhagavatams will go out. So, I'll just stop there, seeking Srila Prabhupada's blessing that we can also do something, give out some Bhagavatam. That we can not just speak, at least I'm saying for myself, but I can actually do something about it. Hare Krishna. Grantharashya Bhagavatam ki jaya Shri Prabhupada ki. Any questions or comments?
Then there's a Bhadra Purnima talk on this Sunday. 10 a by Dayanandu Maharaj and by Sri Shri Prabhu.
So on this Sunday there is a Bhadra Purnima talk explaining this same point much more elaborately. When Sri Shri Prabhu, who is gem amongst the book distributors, who is not in India but in the US, in I think it's in San Jose, him and his team, they alone distribute few hundreds of Bhagavatam set. I think they crossed 300. Him and as well as their own Swami Maharaj, they will be having a talk, Bhadra Moon, on 30th of August 10 a.m, Sunday 10 a.m. Please join that, and it will inspire us much more to do this service. Thank you. Anything else? Granthashri Bhagavatam ki jai, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki jai.